Culture 7. Lewis and Clark. Exercises 4 and 5.
As the first winter of their expedition approached, the Corps of Discovery stopped to build a camp, which they called Fort Mandan, and remained there for several months. During that time, they met a French-Canadian hunter who had a young Native American wife called Sacajawea. The expedition offered to employ both of them as interpreters, and they agreed. So when spring came and the weather improved, Sacajawea and her husband traveled with the volunteers and helped them to communicate with the Native American tribes they encountered on their journey. Sacajawea aided the Corps of Discovery in many other ways, too. She gave birth shortly after joining the expedition, and the sight of a Native American woman traveling with a baby must surely have helped to convince the tribes they met that the explorers were peaceful. Apart from Sacajawea, all of them were men. She provided a lot of practical assistance as well. For example, when food supplies ran short, she helped them find plants they could eat. And on one occasion, when one of the boats capsized in the river, Sacajawea acted quickly to save important supplies and documents. There was also an emotional reunion for Sacajawea at one point in the journey. At the age of 12, she had been separated from her family and had not seen them since that time. When the expedition made contact with a group of Shoshone Indians, Sacajawea realized that the leader of the group was in fact her brother. She considered leaving the expedition and going back to her life as a Shoshone Indian. But in the end, she and her husband and young son continued to travel with the explorers right until the end of their mission. What happened to Sacajawea in the years that followed is unclear, although it is known that she had another child, a daughter. She died, it is believed, around 1812. Her son and daughter, still children, went to live with William Clark, who adopted them and ensured that they received a good education.